Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of Jamming with Jason. Hey, today I have a special treat for you. You may not know, but I have other podcasts, including Walking a Spiritual Path, that I co-host with my friend Brad Miller. And I want to share one of those great episodes with you today. You know, many professionals are searching for something greater than themselves in life. Attorney Brad Miller and recovering CPA Jason Mefford are on the path, exploring what it means for each of them to be a spiritual professional in an analytical, evidence-based world. So whether you're into yoga, meditation, crystals, or are merely curious about what else is out there, join us as we discuss our journeys and break the stigma around professionals who woo, and the myths around what it means to be spiritual. So if you like what you hear, make sure to subscribe to Walking a Spiritual Path that you can find on all podcast players, YouTube, and on my website. And now let's roll that episode.
Welcome. I'm Brad Miller, and yeah, today here with Jason Mefford. And we're going to talk about something that kind of came from a discussion with my daughter the other day. So she had some sort of, I don't know if it was a scab or some sort of a sore, maybe it was a bug, but I don't know what it was, something on her leg. And she was like itching it and messing with it. And she's like, oh, look here, it's kind of bleeding a little bit, whatever. And so, you know, the first thing my wife said to her was, leave it alone so it can heal. And that kind of struck me as something that I think that we should talk about here, is about how do we maybe heal and why it's important sometimes that we just got to leave it alone and stop picking at it.
Yeah. Cause I think it's important. And when you brought that up, cause there's a lot of places we can kind of go with that. But I think one thing too, to bring to people's awareness that are listening, is there are clues, there are signs, there are messages from the universe everywhere, right? And so, you know, look for them and you will see them, right? And so again, what seemed like a pretty banal, you know, kid-parent interaction was not just a banal kid-parent interaction, you know, because Brad got something out of it that's a spiritual nature and, you know, kind of the basis for our podcast. So be on the lookout, I guess is what I'm saying. There's a practical tip before we actually get in and start talking about this, but there's signs everywhere if you're looking. So Yep. There we go. Leave it alone so it can heal. So we're just going to leave you there at the end of the podcast. Oh no! We're
and hopefully you heal, and good luck, and God's
yeah, family. Good luck. Bye bye. Or maybe we'll go ahead and talk about it. So, I think it was funny because when Brad and I were talking before we recorded, I thought this is interesting because one of the things that I see a lot of people doing is trying to heal themselves, which again is not a bad thing. But the way that they're trying to heal themselves is they keep trying to do things to fix it, right? And instead of just leaving it alone so your body and your soul or your light being can just do what needs to be done to it, right? And so it's the same thing. I mean, your daughter had a, you know, mosquito bite or scab or whatever it was. I've got some scabs on them. Scabs on my leg because I was doing some yard work, and when I was dragging the branches around, you know, I got some pretty good scratches on my leg. So I've got scars, or not scars, they're gonna be scars, but I've got scabs on my leg, right? Some of them are probably 6 inches long. And so, you know, I know how I got them, but I really don't have to do a lot for them to heal. I can do some stuff. I could put some medicine on it. I could put a Band-Aid over it. Sometimes that helps it heal faster. But as long as I clean it and know that my body is going to fix it, it's just going to do what it needs to do on its own. And a couple weeks from now, you won't even be able to see the scratches that I have, right?
Yeah.
But if I sat there and I continued to pick at it, or I kept going to all these different people to get their opinion. So, Brad, how should I get rid of my scratch? What should I do? Oh, okay, Brad tells me something. I go to Bob, and Bob tells me something. And I go to Jane, and Jane tells me something, right? And it's like, I'm gonna start getting confused. I'm gonna start getting up in my head, right? Or I could look at it and somebody goes, oh, you know, Jason, you need to go to a hypnosis session, because a hypnosis session is going to help you release whatever it was that happened when you got that scratch. Or, oh, Jason, you have to go to this shamanic sound healing, and that's going to, you know, cure your scratch. Give me a fucking break. Okay. It's going to heal itself anyway. You don't have to go to all of those things and release a lot of these things. You just have to change your vibration and let your body and your light being do what it needs to do, and it will heal itself.
So there's a good point maybe to start with, is your body knows how to heal itself. Like if you get a cut, you get a scratch, you get a splinter, you know, something happens to your body, it knows how to heal itself. Like you don't have to, there's nothing that you're specifically doing to make that heal. The body just does its thing. It knows how to send off the right things, white blood cells, or, you know, all that kind of stuff like that to actually heal it. You know, you just kind of leave it alone, you know, and it does its thing. Like you said, maybe you put a Band-Aid on it. Maybe you put some antibiotic ointment or something on it, or, you know, you wash it and everything else, but you don't have to sit there and think about it. And you don't have to think, is it going to heal? Is my figure going to heal? You know, what's going to help this heal? It just happens, you know, and the best thing to do is just to let it alone and forget about it and let your body do its thing. And we're not just talking about your body here.
No, we're not. So read between the lines, folks, right? But
yeah.
But I think it's funny too, is that you also don't need to know how your body does it or how it's doing it. And you don't have to sit there and have an intention, right? Like sit down in silence every day and I'm going to imagine my body healing itself and is sending good oxygen blood to my scar. And my scar is so happy, and the little cells in my leg are jumping up and down, and they're so happy.
Yay!
I don't even have to sit there and visualize any of the details either, right? Which again, I think from a spiritual standpoint, a lot of times people get caught in the mud of thinking that they have to do that. And oh my gosh, if I don't sit and visualize or meditate on this every single day, then it's not going to happen. Are you kidding me? You don't think the universe knows what it's doing? You know, if you set the intention and you just, you know, obviously do your part, right? But most of the time, our part is very, very small, right? And so in my scratches, right? My part was wash it, so it's not dirty, right? Wash it off. So when I got done, I went in, I took a shower, I washed it so I didn't have any dirt or other things that were in there that my body had to fight against. And then I just let it be, right? I did my little part. Now my body is going to do the rest. When we do our little part in whatever it happens to be from a manifesting standpoint, you do your little part. And let the universe do the rest. Same thing works, you know, from a manifestation perspective as well.
Yeah. We talked about that a couple episodes ago, I think, about manifesting is you kind of let things happen like that. But like we said, it's not just the scratches. Like we're talking about scratches, but we're not just talking about, you know, physical scratches. Maybe, you know, I think this applies to, you know, other things, traumas. And that's something people like throw about, all this trauma. And I underwent this thing, you know, this event. And when I was younger, or, you know, past life, you know, in a past life, I did this and that and all that stuff. And it applies to that just as much as it does the cut that you get when you're, you know, dragging the tree branches and stuff through your yard. Same deal.
And the other thing with that too, that again, if we use trauma, right? And so we'll use big T trauma, little T trauma, right? Little T trauma is like somebody calls you a name and you feel bad, right? That causes a little T trauma. If you get raped or sexually abused, that causes a bigger T trauma, right? But, you know, allowing and just changing your vibration and frequency and allowing yourself to be healed and to feel as though you are already healed. You don't have to get into all the details. You don't have to release all these different things. Now, people who sell you services are going to tell you you have to do that, right? But you don't. And I can attest to this because, yes, I've gone to some different things like that, but I heal myself without needing to go through those things because I change my frequency, right? Now, let's take a big T trauma. And again, I'm just going to use rape, okay? Because it's like, shocker one, right? It's a big one. And obviously, if somebody has been raped, it causes some pain to them, right? But what I see so many people do is they keep focusing on that thing, and that thing becomes their identity. And they focus on it and they relive it over and over and over and over and over and over again, right? I'm a rape victim. Yeah, you're making yourself a victim. And again, that's not to discount, right? I'm not discounting any of that. But as long as you have an identity of that, it's going to stick around. Imagine if I said to myself every day, oh man, I've got these two huge scratches on my back leg. I'm always going to have those two scratches on my back leg. Because I got those two scratches, you know, people aren't going to like me. And when I wear shorts, I have to be embarrassed because people are going to see my scratches.
No more shorts for Jason.
Well, kidding. But right.
Okay, wear them anyway. Fair enough.
Them anyway, right?
We love short shorts. That's fine.
You like short shorts? Anyway, but imagine if I were to go through and say that to myself every day, or say it regularly. Do you think my body would take longer to heal from that? It probably would, right? And it leads to a whole bunch of other stuff as well that we probably don't need to worry about. Do your part, right? Raise your frequency and vibration. Let your body, let the universe do the rest. So it can heal, right? Because if we keep trying to interfere, right, we're undoing process. And so I'm sure all of you that are listening have had this experience, okay? You're in the process of doing something. And somebody comes along who wants to help. But their helping makes it a whole lot harder for you to do what it is that you're trying to do, right? And you've seen
a child.
A child is a perfect example. Yeah. You know, a dog, right? If a dog likes your, like, socks, yeah, putting on your shoes and socks becomes a whole lot more difficult because they want to play and they want to help you, right? And so when we keep inserting ourselves into the process after we've done our work, then we're like that little kid who's making the universe's job harder than it needs to be. Just saying. And again, you can disagree with me and say, Jason, you're full of shit. Okay. But I've seen that work for myself. Right. It works for me. It might work for you. It might not. I don't know. Right. But it works for me. And so I usually, and again, I don't do this all the time, but I usually try to just give it back over to the universe after I've done what I need to do and just let it finish healing itself.
And this sounds great. Like, okay, I just, you know, I get a cut, I, you know, whether it's a physical one or maybe something a little deeper, you know, and then I, you know, just let it go and it's fine, right? It does itself. But that seems like it's easier said than done. Like, how do we, you know, because if you've, let's go back to your big T trauma issues, you know, let's say we've got this big T trauma and, you know, that, you know, our mind wants to go back and relive it over and over again. It wants to focus on that because we're feeling physical pain from it, or, you know, all the different aspects of it that are kind of coming back. You know, how do we then say, I'm going to put it aside and focus on it not happening, you know, being on the other side of it, you know, being healed from it? You know, again, it's easy for a little scratch, it'll cut on me, but we're talking about big, you know, big, deep stuff here. How do we just kind of, you know, let that stuff go and you know, move on from it?
Yeah. So actually the rape thing is probably better. And again, I'm not using this to offend anybody or to bring up anything if you've been, you know, a victim of this, or to discount anything, but it's a great example, and we'll use emotions along with it. So when these big T things happen like that, most rape victims don't report it because they feel ashamed that they allowed that to happen.
Somehow and it's like it was their
responsibility. Somehow it was their fault. Their fault, yeah. Right? And so you hear this all the time from rape victims, like, oh, well, I must have been leading him on, or yeah, are you kidding? It's a creepo from the Circle K who just grabbed you. You know, it's not like you were wearing lingerie to go to the Circle K or anything, right? So most of the time it's not your fault. It's just an experience that you're having, and you have that experience for a reason, to learn something, to grow. Yeah, it might cause you temporary pain, but it's an opportunity for you to grow. And so what happens so much of the time when people have these trauma issues that they're dealing with, they stay in that shame emotion, which is a very, very low emotion. And so every time they think about that, they're in a low frequency vibrational state in the emotion of shame. And as long as you're feeling shame for that, you stay there, right? So how can you change it? What if you could raise your vibration and frequency to that of gratitude, which is much higher than shame? If you can start to associate and raise your vibration to, you know what, I'm not glad that it happened, but I'm grateful that I went through that experience because it makes me a stronger person. I'm grateful I went through that because now I can relate to and maybe help other people who have gone through the same thing, right? And if you can sit in a feeling of gratitude in a higher vibrational state about that trauma, the trauma goes away. You no longer feel shame for it. And yeah, you might get sucked back down a little bit. So you move your attention and you go back to something else, right? And I just use gratitude because that's one that I use a lot. When something shitty happens to me, I try to find gratitude in it and a lesson from it, and then think about it in terms of, I'm grateful that I went through that. Right? Because, and the more that I do that, I don't keep carrying that baggage with me. Right? And I'm moving myself up to a higher vibration.
Yeah. Gratitude's a great emotion, I think, or a great mind state to get into when the, you know, quote unquote bad things happen. Because there is, like you said, there's always a lesson. There's always things that you can learn, no matter what has happened. You know, thinking about, you know, there's been fires in Maui, you know, it, you know, terrible. The people have had a terrible experience, whatever. What have, what lessons are there for them to learn? Can we learn from this? You know, the gratitude of maybe it could have been worse. I mean, there's always that, you know, it could have been worse. I'm still alive, you know, people around me still alive, you know, those kind of things. And so I think gratitude, like I said, is a good one. It's an easy one to turn to. You know, love can be a good one, you know, loving yourself, loving others, you know, focusing your attention on, even if it's loving your, you know, on a puppy, you know, just working on exuding that feeling of love for that puppy, you know, that's going to kind of come back on you as well. Because you're now in that emotion and that that frequency of love, puppy, for, you know, whatever, you know, and so getting that change, you know, it is important to get away from those negatives, those it's my fault, you know, why did this happen to me, to despair, you know, woe is me, you know, kind of victimhood kind of stuff that, like you said, keeps you down in that and doesn't allow you to heal properly, you know, because when you are stuck down in those things, your body can't heal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's, you know, the other thing too is that we don't, you don't even have to know how it happened. You don't have to, you know, because again, a lot of people like to do things like past life regression, which is great. I mean, if you want to do it, do it. But it doesn't matter because that's not your life right now. And you don't have to know any of these things, right? I mean, again, how many times have you been walking around and all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I banged up my knuckle. I don't even know how I did that. Mm-hmm. Right? Well, okay. Is there some trauma that I need to release for that? No. I just recognize it. I was aware of it. I do my little part and I let it heal. I leave it alone so it can heal. Right. And it's that way, again, we're using this analogy, right? But it's in so many other aspects of your life, emotionally, spiritually, even in relationships, you know, that these kinds of things can be used to help you do what you need to do, raise your frequency and vibration, and be done with it, right? If I never look behind me, my travels will be few, right? Just move on, let it go.
Yeah, I mean, I got nothing really to add to that. I don't know.
You got nothing more? No, I mean, I think this can be a little shorter episode, but I think it's a good point that, if we can just surrender, do our part,
which is less than you probably think it is.
Yeah,
like your part's probably smaller than what you make it out to be.
It usually is much, much less, right? And so again, the magnitude may vary, but think of it in terms of like, hey, if you want something that's worth $1,000, you probably only have to put a dollar's worth of effort into it for the universe to give that to you. And so, you know, and I see this in a lot of people where they just feel like they haven't done enough. And if you're constantly feeling like you haven't done enough, what is that saying about your self-love, right? It's putting you down in some of those shame feelings, because a lot of times the universe doesn't really require much of us. It requires something of us, right? Because that's all you need, but it requires nothing in comparison to what we usually get. And so, you know, feeling like you're always having to fix it or do things or do more, I'm not worthy because I haven't done enough yet, that just puts you back down in those negative emotions. And it's like the little kid making it harder for you to get the job done that you're trying to do. So again, don't believe us, but try it. Why don't you try it for a week and just see what happens, right? See if you're feeling better. Because I know it works for me.
Well, I mean, it works for my daughter, you know, her cut or whatever it was like that. You know, it's pretty much done for. So it's gone. So
gone, right? Yeah. Yep. So leave it alone so it can heal.
Right.
And that's all we got for you for this episode. But thanks for listening and make sure and share this with people that you love. even share it with people that you don't like to, because maybe they need to hear it as well.
I'm sure they do.
I'm sure they do. All right. Well, we'll see everybody on the next episode. Thanks, everybody.
Catch you later, guys.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening. The fact that you listened to this entire episode means you got value and others will too. Do me a favor and leave a 5-star review with comments and then share with others. You can also check out all of my videos on my YouTube channel and my website, jasonmefford.com. This podcast is primarily for education and commentary and does not represent professional advice. Views and opinions expressed on this show are that of the individuals and not of their respective organizations.